Kimmy K3, Deep Seek Drama, and the Great AI Layoff Wave. Good morning. It's Sunday, July 26, 2026, and the story today is China. Again. A new Chinese AI model just rattled Silicon Valley. A second Chinese AI titan just hit pause on a billion-dollar fundraise. And meanwhile, back home, the layoffs keep coming, with one more high-profile company blaming AI for cutting a fifth of its workforce. Let's get into it. First up, Kimmy K3. China's moonshot AI released what it's calling the world's largest open-source model, and it landed with a thud in Washington. Kimmy K3 is a 2.8 trillion parameter model that, according to multiple benchmarks, rivals the best U.S. systems. Demand was so fierce that Moonshot had to pause new subscriptions within hours of launch. Open weights drop tomorrow, July 27th, on Hugging Face. But here's where it gets politically charged. The White House accused Moonshot of distilling Anthropic's Fable model to build Kimmy K3. Essentially using American AI as a training shortcut. That's reignited the distillation debate from DC to Silicon Valley, and it's now a live national security flashpoint. Moonshot, for its part, is eyeing an IPO. So the timing of this launch was almost certainly strategic. Meanwhile, the other Chinese AI giant in the headlines is DeepSeek, but for very different reasons. Bloomberg, Reuters, and Fortune all reported that DeepSeek has abruptly paused its second funding round, just weeks after raising a record $7 billion. The reason? Founder Liang Wenfeng's private investor remarks leaked and went viral. Reports say he told backers he's focused purely on AGI, not commercial applications, and that DeepSeek remains dependent on NVIDIA chips despite U.S. export restrictions. Investors apparently weren't thrilled about that framing. The deal would have valued DeepSeek at roughly $85 billion. For now, it's on ice. On the layoffs front, Monday.com became the latest in a long and growing list. The Israeli work management software company announced it's cutting 20% of its global workforce, roughly 630 people, as it goes all in on an AI-first strategy. TechCrunch noted that Monday.com is now one of more than 20 major tech companies this year, citing AI as the primary driver of job cuts. Amazon added to that list too, quietly trimming its AGI unit while keeping its Nova models and custom chip work intact. The message from big tech is consistent. We're not stopping AI investment. We're just restructuring humans around it. A new Mercer survey out today found that 99% of executives expect AI to cause workforce reductions within 2 years. That number is striking. On the governance front, China's WIKO, the World Artificial Intelligence Cooperation Organization, launched at last week's World AI Conference in Shanghai, is positioning itself as a rival framework to Western AI governance bodies. It's an early move, but it signals China's ambition to set the rules in the regions where U.S. influence is limited. Silicon Valley is reportedly split on how to respond. Some want tighter export controls. Others say restricting open-source models would slow American competitiveness. No consensus, and the clock is ticking. And on the IPO side, YPO dropped a new report today showing an unprecedented surge in Gen AI patent filings, confirming that the race to own the underlying technology is accelerating across industries and markets globally. The takeaway for today, China is fighting on two fronts simultaneously, releasing frontier open source models and building parallel governance structures, while U.S. companies are turning inward, cutting headcount, and betting their futures on AI productivity gains. That tension isn't slowing down, it's compounding. One business idea to leave you with. The Kimmy K3 distillation controversy opens a real market for AI provenance auditing, a service that helps enterprise customers verify whether the models they're using were trained legally, without distilling proprietary U.S. systems. As governments move toward AI supply chain transparency requirements, an independent certification layer becomes a commercial necessity. That's a fundable category right now. That's your AI morning briefing for Sunday, July 26th. Stay curious, stay sharp, and we'll see you tomorrow.